At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the show here on kind of an overcast Wednesday afternoon. Felt like storms were in the air throughout the day. We were in the pool earlier, but didn't come raining down on us. So we've had ourselves a good time, and hopefully it will remain that way throughout your afternoon for everybody staying safe and dry out there. General at your service, Addies. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. Has Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. Fixing to go four flawless like it's nothing. Of course, your nosebleed brothers, Eric Chiafalo, Zach Wolchuk are here. Aiden Butler is coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, sixth inning got ugly for the Rangers last night. Mm. Wow. I think it was 5 consecutive extra base hits. 3 triples maybe in a row, a home run, a double. It was like, good Lord.
Yeah.
This is what it was like trying to play the 2023 World Series Rangers on a regular basis. It was unrelenting, and it was chaotic, and it made it 5-2, and 5-3 was the final. And Eovaldi got rocked again. I think that's his 4th start in a row where he's given up a significant amount of runs.
He was really good through the first 5 innings.
Similar
to Leiter.
Yeah.
I think he had 1 hit through 5, and then the 6th inning kind of went awry for him. And Caglione, man, he really just had the Rangers' number.
He's a monster.
At least one Florida Gator was red hot last night.
Yeah, there was 2 on the field last night, and they had the better of them.
They did.
Well, I think we're gonna have to be patient with Wyatt Langford, but man, getting up with guys on and Jock Peterson in the 9th, I thought he might have some late inning magic for us again, but it was not to be. So that's the way baseball goes, and I feel like you're still playing pretty well, but the one inning really gets away from you. You don't have the clutch hits. Nothing to panic about, but if you would drop these next 2, then I think we would be back in rock bottom watch. So I do want to acknowledge that this thing is not trending in a great direction, and I hate it because I wanted to deny Brian so feverishly yesterday when he was talking about how these Rangers struggle against last place teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it haunted them once again last night.
I think they're now 13-20.
You're probably right by that. It is amazing.
Against the teams below 500.
Like they play up.
That's our record now. I went to LSU. Math, math skills not the best. We have a lot of fun down there, though. But, yeah, it's why I asked Chris Young about that, and he was kind of talking about it. It's a factual thing. You mean you watch them play, they play so much better against the better teams, the above 500 teams, the teams that are fighting for the divisions and the wild card stuff like that. But every time we say, oh, well, look, there's a little stretch here. They can make some ground. They could do this. They can maybe get some separation. Go out there and lay a big damn egg. Coming off an off day, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's even worse. You know, the fact that you know, with how that is. And that's just a shame. It just really is. And, you know, Kansas City is a team. Well, Kansas City had been playing better. I got to give them a little credit. They had the two previous series.
Yeah, they'd won 5 of 7.
Yeah.
Coming in.
The Reds, they won a series against the Reds, and they won a series against the Twins. So they were playing a little bit better baseball. But still, man, that's just – we're all over Lankford right now about that. There were two times. I know the runners in scoring position, 2 outs.
The second inning was brutal.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice. I mean, Gavin, you mentioned Jock Peterson. It happened to him one time, but with Lankford –
And he'd been great.
See, that's
with house money at this point.
Damn, that's when you need, like, you know, you need Young at the plate or somebody like that. I've never seen Young's two-strike approach has been so good this year. And, you know, and that's what you kind of need. You need players like that when they get down in the count to find a way to claw through and get a big hit. And unfortunately for Lankford, neither time he was able to do that.
Well, at least he's not a you know, bad player, and he's a plus player, Wyatt Lankford is. But, I mean, all the talk about going into this season, what he could be, we're still waiting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Josh Young is you know, giving you a reminder that you really got to be patient with your guys. But, dang it, they need him to be a catalyst type of bat, an impact bat in their lineup more consistently if they're going to get to you know, where they want to. And, you know, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. This team's around a 500 level club, and if you could just get a couple of more hitters playing well, I think you could be significantly better than that. So it's not like when they lose and we're resenting that fact that we're asking the team to do something that's not within their means. You know, we're just asking them to be an average offense, and I think they're capable of doing that, so we'll continue to be patient. But it is convenient that today ESPN started their pre-trade deadline coverage. It is August 3rd, so we are like 7 weeks away. We're going to have a long time to discuss this, but I thought what they wrote about the Rangers was very interesting. In the playoffs right now, their chances of making the playoffs, 64.8%. That's higher than I think what a lot of people would assume. Mariners won again last night, so they are 36-32. You're a couple of back in the loss column. The AL West is still for the taking. ESPN writes, maybe the Rangers lineup overhaul is working. Once again, bizarre park effects seem to be muddying the pictures for Texas's attack. The Rangers ranked 28th in home OPS, but they have a winning record driven by a number 3 ranking in home ERA. They rank 9th in road OPS.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they played much better on the road offensively.
5 games under .500, though. But I think it shows you maybe in a neutral ballpark, this offense would be around average. And I hope it's just psychological. But, I mean, when you have the 3rd-best ERA at home, I think that probably says it's impacting the visiting teams as well coming into the Globe. They're not finding you know, the power alleys as fruitful.
Unless you're Houston.
Unless you're Jordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
You know, that guy has
Houston,
no problems.
Houston's got to figure some things out in your ballpark.
Says Chris Young has to figure out if he has enough offense, and if not, where the upgrades might be needed. He also needs to consider targeting an end-of-the-bullpen hammer who can make what has been a workable reliever mix really come into focus. So, yeah, that's what we've been talking about. To me, it's you know, out there in the outfield, Carter, Osuna, there's just not enough pop out there. And that's the only spot that I could see where you would be thinking, let's make this move. You know, at first base, do you want to bring in a guy and push Berger out, or do you want to believe that Berger has a productive 4 months of baseball coming up? That's what I believe.
I'd like to believe in Berger. I think Berger is kind of the same as what this baseball team is, and that's streaky.
Hot and cold, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, this team is what they are, you know, and then that's what I kind of just, I went in and have leaned into that for the last 2 weeks. Like, they're going to go on a stretch where, heck yes, here they are, finally, five games in a row. Woo! And then this happens, right? And you get to be 500 and you're 0-6 and opportunities to get there. So they're hovering around. They're making it interesting. Right now they're still in a tie for third place in the wild card. But I don't know that this is ultimately, like, are they going to go on that stretch where they win 10 of 11? You know, that's really what they kind of need to get over that hump. We just have not seen that. I'm hopeful. But, yeah, I think you could definitely upgrade first. I feel good about second now with Duran, but I think that was probably a spot that they would have looked at as well. And the bullpen stuff's interesting because I think that they'd probably look to, if they make it in, it's a lot like we saw in 23, where then you have like Heaney and Dunning end up being bullpen pieces for you. And is that Montgomery? And is that Bradford? Is that Rocker? Is that Leiter? Are those guys that end up kind of being long arms for you and playing the bullpen? Then that pushes everybody else back, whether it's Tyler Alexander and Junis and company. So I'm not as worried about the bullpen stuff as that ESPN article is, as much as like, man, you do need to get just somebody that's more reliable with the bat.
No doubt. Okay.
Is anybody really worried about, and maybe this is too technical, is Seager's timing at the plate?
Well, that has not been consistent this year, for
and,
sure.
And I know that we've dealt with the back problem and stuff. I think we missed 19 games doing that. But it just seems like that he's usually been so good barreling up balls. And now you watch the strikeouts are alarming the way it's gone. And usually he goes to the plate with a plan. He looks like he is just kind of struggling to really kind of figure it out. He's not sure anymore. He used to have such a great eye what a strike was, what wasn't a strike, you know, working counts and stuff like that. But his timing and these strikeouts have been alarming, the way that he has just, you know, swung through pitches and stuff like that, not even made contact.
Yeah, he's probably the guy that you need the most in order to have this offense become what we think it should be. And timing's the most important thing in any sport.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's off for him right now, that's one of those things you can get back. You know,
I hope.
I think quick twitch at 32, you're not going to get better at that. But you know, really, we don't know a lot about Corey Seager because of how his personality is so like... Yeah. You know, it's just hard to determine exactly where his mindset is. And if he's still super confident, like he's 28-year-old Corey Seager, he's not going to make the adjustments anytime soon to become that late career hitter that we need him to be.
You kind of get away with that when you're having success.
Absolutely.
You could be a little different. You could be a little bit like, you could be a little private. You could be a little standoffish. You could be all those things, but then all of a sudden, don't perform at a very high level. Happen to Bill Belichick. You can be very standoffish, very short with the media when you're having success, start to lose, and they're waiting for you at the gates with the pitchforks and torches.
He was always got a guy that has been, I can be in awkward body positions, but I'm going to get my bat and my body position to where it needs to be to barrel this thing up, and he could use some unconventional approaches. 32, 33, maybe you need to be the guy that starts your swing a little bit early.
Yeah.
And that's just a massive like psychological adjustment. And it's something you have to be able to look in the mirror and admit that Father Time is undefeated and you might not be the guy that you were. And that could be a difficult place to be. And again, it's so difficult to tell what's going on in Corey Seager's head. New York, the 2.5-point favorite tonight. Big money coming in on the Knicks to get the win. Push San Antonio a game from defeat. But a lot of the talk is around how they're going to officiate Wemby. New York fans believing he should have already been suspended one game with accrued flagrant fouls in this postseason. And I can't disagree with them. You know, I feel like the combination of niceness and skinniness for Wemby has given him this favored position amongst the officials and amongst the league. I think that the league needs a face of the franchise or something. I don't get it. How you could look at what transpired and say that's not due a retroactive flagrant one. This should be over.
The one on Brunson you think should have been a flagrant?
Yeah. Grabbing somebody from the back of the neck, nearly throwing his head into the ground? How's that not a flagrant? Mm-hmm. When Brunson closing and turning his back on a three-point shooter was? I mean, I feel like we're so biased about how we look at different people. Draymond Green would probably be suspended 3 games for that.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. And I think the history has a lot to do with it. And to Eric's point yesterday, didn't you say he's like getting close to suspension?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one away.
So there,
and they decided yesterday, not a flagrant.
I think that's got to be why. Right, they don't want the face of the Spurs, one of their faces of the league, potentially missing an NBA Finals game. They can't have that.
I wonder.
They're giving
this,
him
guys,
a benefit.
I wonder this, guys, and this is a terrible way to think. I think the Spurs did some really good things. I talked to some people down there, and they were telling me, I was like, how did you get that done? You know, they were talking about less mistakes, better job of attacking Towns. That was something that they wanted to do going into the game, and they played tough the whole way. That was the one thing that they stressed a bunch. We played tough the whole way. Mm-hmm. And that's something that they haven't done in the past. But this is my theory, and I wonder if the NBA has got to their officials. They need this thing not to go just 4 games.
Mm.
You know, when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, potentially $1 billion on the line, this thing can't end in game 4.
Yeah,
they need this thing to go 7 games.
The Tim Donaghy theory. Yeah, we're bringing in the extenders.
Yeah, this thing, if it goes 4, you know, great if it's New York wins. It's a great story, great for the city and all that. But when you start to talk about advertisers, TV revenue, all this stuff, you might call this game a little bit differently, you know, to try and get the Spurs back into us. And that's what they've actually have done. Now, I'll say this, though. New York needs to do a better job of driving the ball. I mean, they need to do a better job of trying to get to the basket and see if they can draw some of those fouls.
Yeah.
Because if they – that's the one thing San Antonio was. And like I say, talking to people down in San Antonio, they felt like going after Towns was their way of doing that, that they were going to find a way to be aggressive and see if they could get to the line.
Well, the World Cup starts tomorrow, gentlemen. A number of stories. Leo Messi and Argentina on their way to Kansas City, where they're going to open up their defense on the 16th against Algeria. Last night in a tune-up against Iceland, Messi came on as a sub in the 70th minute. The fans were chanting for him, scored a penalty shortly thereafter, 911th career goal, 117th all-time for Argentina. Made him the oldest scorer in the country's history. So a little bit of history that coming in for Argentina.
That was amazing. They played that game at Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn.
It was so cool.
And it was packed. And you were thinking, like, my gosh, this is cool. That, in fact, I didn't think that the soccer interest, and maybe it was traveling fans, I don't know. But, man, that place, that's an SEC venue that's huge.
And Georgia's a really good soccer state.
Yeah.
They definitely did have a lot of international fans. They were just seeing some of the videos. But, like, they did their whole Auburn with the Eagles flying in.
Yeah, that was sick.
Like, it was awesome. I mean, you might have been able to just do this thing and just have it at all the SEC stadiums. I know you want to kind of spread it out.
Right.
But it would have looked epic.
Yeah. AT&T looks great.
It does.
With some
of
the pictures on social right now. World Cup ticket sales have been a disaster, according to Joe Pompliano. FIFA held back tickets to create artificial scarcity. Launched its own resale platform with a 15% fee, and now there's still 180,000 tickets available for purchase. So it might be an opportunity here with the prices crashing. U.S. women's soccer last night, they played Brazil for the second time in 3 nights, and they got the win 1-0, but it was complete chaos. The entire Brazilian coaching staff got red carded. Brazil finished the match with 9 players. Immediately after, 2 more got red cards.
Wow.
And the center official was just sitting there with the cards in her hand waiting for anybody else to come up with dissent. She was just like, bang, you get one. It was crazy. But next year's Women's World Cup is in Brazil. The announcers were saying maybe this is a little bit of a preview for...
I like the armed security guards around the officials last night. Oh, it's serious out here, y'all.
Yes.
Armed security guards.
Yeah. And, I mean, the atmosphere was incredible, but it ground to an absolute halt there late in the game, and it was almost you're just watching the spectacle in the theater instead of the sport, but it was a good place for the ladies to get a dub. after dropping one to Brazil over the weekend. We got the champ on the other side. Then Wolchuk's top 10, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Such an amazing day. We've got National Egg Roll Day, which is near and dear to my heart. I've got the top 10 best types of egg rolls, but it's also National Iced Tea Day. So maybe you can sprinkle in what's your favorite combo when it comes to beverage and food, but we'll hit the top 10 best types of egg rolls next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with the champ.
Going for two today at 5:30. Going for two times today at 5:30 is DFW's very own. I guess Terrell, Texas is very own. Jamie Foxx, ladies and gentlemen. Jamie Foxx. He does an impersonation of Shaq, Charles, and Ernie Johnson because he's been watching the finals just like us, and I think he's just figured out his Ernie Johnson impersonation. And instead of waiting, he just jumps it out there without really, really polishing it yet. But it's still good. It's still good. But I'm thinking if, like, maybe if he didn't – you don't want to rush it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But maybe by the time he perfected it, the finals will be over and it just doesn't hit the same. And then you got to wait to the whole next year for the basketball season to drop your good Ernie out there. Anyway, here's what Jamie did.
13 of 16 here in the garden. I'm here. They're there. We're all here. Shaq is here. Charles is here. Kenny's here. What do you think, Shaq? I don't know what the f*** he said, but we're here. It's great here in the garden right now. Here at the New York Knicks, everyone's here. Ben Stiller's here. Timothy Chalamet's there. Spike Lee's there. Everyone is here in the garden. We're here. They're there. We're going to be here. We'll be here all night. They'll be there all night. What do you think? Charles, weigh in. Ernie, let me say this. Shaq, what do you think? We're here. They're there. We are here. We'll be right back. Kia, right here in the garden.
Kia.
Kia. Yeah, Kia. Gotta get Kia in there.
He's done it again. Yeah. Jamie Foxx, your champ. Tune in tonight, 5:30.
Eric Bishop, is that his name? Eric Bishop, I believe. His friends call him Fox, so I'm going to call him Fox. I think it's Eric Bishop.
That's his real name?
That's his real name.
I never even knew his I thought his real name was Jamie.
No, he used to get on stage one night or something like that.
Okay.
Whatever the folklore is.
That's good. That's crazy.
Eric Bishop.
Jamie Foxx does sound better than Eric Bishop.
Time now for Woolchuk's Top 10 at 220. Here's Zach with an H.
All right, let's do this. We got the top 10 best types of egg roll on National Egg Roll Day. And shout out to Hurtado. According to the 214, they've got the new brisket egg rolls there at Hurtado, and they're amazing. So we got to...
They're here.
They're here. They're everywhere.
Yes.
Kind of sounds like Kermit the Frog. You said that yesterday, Lucius. You're right.
Kermit, he does have a little Kermit here. Mm-hmm. Eric Marlin Bishop.
Eric Marlin.
Eric Marlin Bishop.
Eric Bishop sounds like a rapper.
Yeah.
The Bishop.
What's Eazy-E's name? Eric Wright.
Yeah.
All right, my bad. Go ahead, man.
Eric's a lot of talented Erics out there, huh?
Yeah, let's go, Eric.
Let's go,
Eric.
Baby. Come on, let's do the top 10 Eric.
Let's go, Chief.
Let's go, Chief.
Let's go, Chief. The newest Pluckers flavor of wing
Eric
is out
Linwright.
There. Would you be interested in a pickle dust flavor at Pluckers? Pickle lovers, rejoice. The new dry rub is a big dill. Pickle your wings, your apps, your fries, good anything. Pun. Come try it today. The pickle dust at Pluckers.
I'm interested. You know, I don't know if it's one of those where you're like, yeah, I'd like to try one or two of those. I don't know if I want a full order of 20 wings all pickled, you know, but like if the guy next to me had it, I'd be like, hey, I'll trade you one of my lemon peppers for your pickle. Let me just get a feel for this. I think it could be decent.
Let me go with the Nashville hot sandwich, hot chicken sandwich with pickle dust. Because you put pickles, you know, like the sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what to say with the Nashville, the way you order the Nashville hot sandwich comes with those two pickles. I'd go with a little pickle dust,
on my
Nashville hot
on
chicken.
The hot,
I like
okay.
that.
Hot chicken. Yeah.
Maybe you can get a hot wing with some pickle dust on it.
It could be good.
That's what I would say.
Look, the pickle, it sounds like it'd go great with some ranch. I'll say that. A nice pickle dust wing. Dipped it in some ranch.
It's such a weird flavor to me. It's got some vegetable crunch in there. It's sour. You know, I think as a kid, I went through a time where I thought I liked pickles a little bit. But then one day I was like, this just it's not good.
It's just the shape of them.
I don't know what it is.
Lucius, I'm going to ask you a question. You ever had drank pickle juice for a hangover?
Uh-huh, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, straight gone to the jar. And open that bad
good
boy
for chasers
up.
Don't have
as well.
Too much either, because it'll run right through you. Promise
great
you.
For hydration.
The hydration part.
You know?
Yeah, that's what people do.
You poopy.
Yeah.
But I think it should be some sort of medical performance supplement. I don't think it's food to enjoy. So, no, that sounds disgusting.
So you're not into the pickle. Well, it is probably because it is a cucumber that's been pickled.
It's not food to enjoy, bro.
No.
I like pickles.
It's like, medicinal. Yeah.
Got to get hydrated, man. I have to eat a pickle. That should be the pickle discussion.
Aren't bad.
Pass me that
man.
Pickle.
You must be down bad if you got to eat that pickle.
Man.
You got some heat stroke symptoms.
Yeah. Down bad.
Hey, the pickle juice game. Shout out to Kamar Rocker. We've got Mexican street tacos and Mexican Coke is their favorite food and beverage pairing from the 903. And that
Mexican
sounds...
Coke, a little more sugar, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
But it's the cane, right? Isn't it the cane sugar? Isn't that kind of the difference?
It could be. It could be. They do spicy lemon pepper and spicy dill pickle sounds. Wait, from the 817, I think we might have had a mistake there with your text.
I appreciate you reading that.
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar wings are fire. Never had them from the 210, but that sounds good. I love a good salt and vinegar chip. Mm-hmm. We've got Quick Trip egg rolls from the 682. Pretty solid.
Are they?
I'd be nervous.
The gas station egg roll.
I'd be a little nervous.
I think Quick Trip's on their game, though.
They are. Quick Trip has some solid
I think they're
food.
On their game.
Maybe but I would dabble.
I think they put a laxative in that breakfast pizza. I'll tell you that
Oh,
much.
They get you one
oh,
time?
Oh, did you have the breakfast pizza? And it, ooh,
night.
You had a bad time,
it actually
huh?
tastes pretty good, you know?
You just had a...
Just ran right through you.
Maybe they put some pickle on there.
It's tough, man.
A little pickle
but
dust.
The, you had the gravy as the sauce. Like a white gravy is the sauce.
That gravy don't set it off.
Just like some fake eggs. You know, I think that's part of the problem.
It probably is. And a lot of these places are doing the fake eggs now.
We still have that the rotisserie thing. I mean, the roller, like the
yes.
You know that turns me off. Man, right by the ballpark. That turns me off.
Be careful of the buffalo chicken things they got on there too.
On the roller,
the taquitos
at the Quick Trip. Not the taquitos, but they got like a buffalo chicken with like cheese inside. Like, it's a brilliant idea.
There goes traumatized.
There goes our sponsor, Quick Trip.
Clear the sketch.
So you like
tastes good.
You had a whole just
there was
grocery
a time
rundown.
Where
you're just Quick not Trip, eating anything at Quick Trip.
Quick Trip was like a staple eat for me for a while. But then I had to punt.
You broke? Now, broke guy?
I didn't love you like you loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just didn't sit right.
817, the Philly cheesesteak egg rolls from Del Frisco's.
There we go.
That guy knows ball.
Yeah, those are delightful.
Yeah, those are one of the greatest.
We've done that on the Fridays
those
here.
Are one of the greatest. And special. The buffalo chicken egg rolls.
Mm. Yeah.
Dip that in the ranch, bro. It's fine.
Yeah, but that's
so good.
The cheeseburger egg rolls in Magic Kingdom and Disneyland are fire from the 432
for like $75.
The ones at Cheesecake Factory also very very
that's
good.
A lazy order.
The cheeseburger egg rolls is not a lazy.
They're delicious.
Order.
They're delicious. There, it's not a lazy order at all, Brian. If it tastes good, it's not lazy. Okay.
You think that's more of an appetizer though? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it is an appetizer.
Well, no, I'm talking to Broadus here.
No, I was just kind of.
I'd make that.
He
an
said
entree.
The word cheesecake, yeah. And I immediately just said
I'd entree lazy. That.
Oh no.
Boy.
Eric, there's no way you're just one time just ordering that appetizer as a meal. You're not doing that.
Unless you get
you're having more food. Yeah. Don't lie.
No, yeah, it's probably a good point. Maybe I double up. Yeah.
The honorable mentions here, you've got your breakfast egg rolls, eggs, bacon, sausage, a Big Mac egg roll, ground beef,
ooh,
special sauce, pickles, and cheese.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty fire.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Didn't I do that one time? I thought I recreated.
Did you do a Big Mac egg roll?
I think I recreated a hamburger egg roll, a cheeseburger egg roll. Yeah,
I think you did do that.
Yeah,
those are delightful.
The problem was It was too. It was too moist, too wet. So the egg roll didn't really set. You know what I'm saying? It didn't crisp up like you needed it to.
Did you need the deep fryer? You think?
Yeah, it might have been because of the ingredients that you put in the egg roll. They get it didn't. It made everything outside of it wet. So. Problems.
Oh, look at this.
You can't have
supposed to be crispy.
You can't have soggy egg rolls.
You need that crunch.
Yeah, you need the crunch.
Peach cobbler egg rolls from Arby's. That's a thing.
That sounds good. Okay, the 432's got this right. You take leftover Thanksgiving meal and you put that in an egg roll.
Mm-hmm.
They do it at AT&T Stadium. Mm-hmm.
They did have that at AT&T Stadium.
They sure
you
did.
Said it wasn't good.
Yeah, that was a trend for a minute there.
Yeah.
Some years ago.
That sounds
I'm glad it's been normalized.
I'm kind of thinking like putting
I'd love that.
I'm putting a whole Thanksgiving meal on bread. You know, just like a sandwich.
Yeah, for sure.
Make that thing.
Roll it up, deep fry it. 10 is, according to Brian, the very lazy cheesecake egg roll.
Yeah.
But, gosh, sign me up for it. But it's delicious.
903 with a good pull, the Texas Twinkie egg roll. Okay, so
you
get these barbecue shops like my buddy Steve at Local Craft. He does, instead of the traditional Texas Twinkie,
it's
a Texas Twinkie in an egg roll. So you get like the jalapeno, the brisket, all that kind of stuff, the cheese, and it's egg rolled.
That sounds great.
You said
pretty
the
ridiculous.
Cheese, but it's cream cheese, right?
Yeah.
It is cream cheese.
So Dawson just sent the punt team in.
Well, they're actually rocking a Texas Twinkie pizza at this place called Texapolitan Pizza
Ooh.
In Plano, nearby the house. That is very good. It's a good slice there. Other top 10 items here for the best egg rolls in the game. You've got the Philly cheesesteak egg roll at 9.
At 9?
At 9. The buffalo chicken egg roll at 8.
Those are both top fours, Geese.
The pizza egg roll coming in at 7, which kind of sounds like a giant pizza roll.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. You know, just cheese and pepperoni.
This one we have
sausage. Yeah,
there's some sausage in there. This one we haven't talked about. I'd also give this a dabble. A Reuben egg roll.
Oh, with the corned beef or pastrami.
Yeah. Swiss cheese
and
dressing.
But they put the sauerkraut in there.
Yeah.
They go with the Russian dressing.
Yep.
See, again, the Russian dressing would make it a little bit more kind of a
maybe
wet.
You dip it into the Russian dressing. I think that might be the key.
Yeah.
You don't put it inside. You dip it in there.
Yeah. That's a problem when you do something like beef Wellington and all that because the moisture kills the pastry.
That makes sense. I get
that. It
makes
it too wet. Yeah.
Fine.
I know. It's cooking talk. I didn't know how to get around it.
I just don't hear that complaint a lot, you know?
Yeah, it's just too.
Just don't hear that.
It's just too wet.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I like the wetness.
Your Southwestern egg rolls coming in at 5. Shout out to Chili's. You guys do it right, man.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had a Chili's in a long time.
Oh, dude. God, I love it.
Hey, give it another shot.
I think we were at a ballpark. I think it was when we all went with Bassick that time. I think that's Chili's the last time I went.
He loves that Chili's in Surprise.
Yeah. Gosh, I love Chili's. Yeah. 4 is your shrimp egg rolls. You kind of have your more traditionals. Like we grew up, like your typical Chinese egg rolls come in the top 4 here. Your shrimp. The chicken egg roll is at 3. The traditional vegetable egg roll. And then the classic pork egg roll comes in at 1 of your best types of egg rolls. Yeah.
Terrific stuff, Woolchuck. Once again, a top 10 is in the books here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. We have a little hodgepodge coming up, Chief.
Stogies, Fireball, and Sports next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers baseball coming up at 6 o'clock. It's time now for that sports hodgepodge with the Chief.
Yes, sir. Lots to get to right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. We no one's thousands. Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
All right, boys and girls, me and Lucius, Fred Davis, Alec Medford, Bobby Belt, we will be at the Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless on Friday night watching some USA.
I love you guys out there.
Fan hang, watch party. We'll have special giveaways, 50-inch LED 4K TV. We got free USA swag to give you, drink specials. It's going to be fantastic. Amazing televisions in there. And if you're ready to watch Team USA versus Paraguay, let's go ahead and do that together at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless on Friday. The party starts at 7:30. We look forward to seeing you there. See, the Knicks fans have a new hat, blue hat, orange letters. Reads, ticket prices were steep. Trump fell asleep and ruined the sweep. Knicks in five.
Well, he will not be there tonight.
They got all that in a hat?
Yeah, I could send it to you.
Hey, Dolan was sleeping there too, bro.
Yeah, he was.
What is going on in that suite? They must have ate good or something before
the slumber party.
The gummies hit.
Yeah, Dolan always looks like he's asleep. He's a messy guy.
And apparently, they're treating everything like the same in terms of trying to get into MSG tonight.
No, you can't do that. What? That's the problem. You killed the vibes last time because you couldn't have the watch party on the outside. Like Dawson said, yes, those people that can afford those seats are kind of stuffy. Worried about people looking at them. But if that energy is hitting them before they walk in there, they take that energy into Madison Square Garden with them.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I do think the ticket prices have fallen quite a bit, so maybe you get a little bit more of your general public, rabid Knicks fans, actually being able to afford getting into the game tonight. But NYPD put out the advisory. We know you're excited to cheer on the Knicks tonight, and we are too, but we want everyone to be safe. Starting at 4 p.m., we will have the same secure zone around MSG as we had on Monday. Everyone will be screened, get there early, and leave the bags at home. So they're still treating it like it is sort of a presidential lockdown from a security standpoint. So we'll see how that impacts things. Sure, Knicks
seems
fans
a little unnecessary, you know?
Yeah, of course it does.
The biggest threat now is to Spurs fans.
Yeah,
the Spurs fans need to be careful. I'll be surprised. Like, how you got to have some serious cojones to go in there tonight as a Spurs fan and be loud and proud that you are a Spurs fan.
Yeah, you better wear an Oxford shirt, button that thing up.
Yeah, 100%, dude.
Hide that jersey.
I'd be wearing the brightest orange color you've ever seen before. I'd be dressed like whatever Spike Lee's wearing tonight. Give me that outfit, okay? That's what I want to be ready.
Give me the glasses and the hat.
The whole thing.
Spike Lee had on the Pope jersey the other day.
He did.
Pope Leo, signed his jersey.
And you were questioning Ben Stiller and his biceps filming the finals with his phone?
I think he's got a documentary.
He does.
Okay,
it was announced today.
I knew he's got something going on.
Ben Stiller filming a documentary for HBO on his phone during the NBA finals.
$6 million.
Does this see the light of day if they don't win? Is this a only if they end up winning documentary?
Oh, come on, man.
Or do we get to see the meltdown of them losing?
Meltdown. We get to see it all.
I'd much rather watch the meltdown. Yeah. I really would.
It's one of those pieces of basketball history if they don't win, and maybe it would be interesting for Knicks fans, but you win this and you're probably sitting on a gold mine.
And you lose, it becomes a Spurs documentary. Spurs fans are going to be just buying that thing up left and right. So we lost a basketball legend this week, Stacey King, as we had discussed earlier in the week. And you had Stephen A. Smith on First Take giving his, 3-minute sort of eulogy to Stacey King.
Okay? Nice.
And at one point in the proceedings, this is how he talked about him.
I did find myself at times concerned about him because I saw him getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know what the cause of death is at this particular moment in time. Obviously, it's just incredibly sad that he's gone. But I saw him getting a bit bigger, and I remember the last time I saw him, I got really concerned. Remember when he was playing, he walked around like 230, 240. And he was clearly more than that when you saw when you saw him over the years.
Wow. So at one point during the heartfelt message, he started pondering whether or not his weight was the reason why he passed away, which I don't believe to be the case, right? It was a fall down situation.
I guess they could have been related.
You
know, lack of upper leg strength to keep your core engaged.
Very interesting turn. You know,
absolutely,
he was fat and clumsy. God rest his soul.
I loved that.
Fred had a heart attack. I guess he was one of the most beloved guys in Chicago sports history.
Yeah, they loved him. Fans loved him. Apparently, what he brought to the broadcast and everything like that. So he was the real deal. And there's Stephen A. Smith giving him, I guess, a little bit of love there. Okay, what was the?
I wonder how Rowdy feels about that kind of commentary.
Probably not too good.
I don't think I like that one. We have Fireball and we have Stogies. We start with the Fireball. Washington State has created their own version of Fireball. I don't even think I realize the Fireball love, particularly in in Pullman. Now, we know Fireball is probably a mainstay at every collegiate tailgate, but in Pullman, it just means more. Back in 2012, ESPN was broadcasting one of their games, and they flashed the crowd, and they see one of the Washington State fans in the stands. He pulls out a bottle of Fireball and just starts chugging it, like Wolchuk did with that margarita from a random Rangers fan during the parade. And so he just starts chugging that thing, and then it became like the drink of the campus, especially on game days. And so now what you have is, I mean, there was a guy named Fireball Joe, and for many years he was passing out just free Fireball shots outside of his RV, outside of the stadium. And so this has become a huge deal. One of the quotes from a fan is, game day food is Cougar sausage topped with Cougar gold cheese and Joe's homemade chili and washed down with a few shots of Fireball. Well, now with the NIL and all the money grabbing that's going on, Washington State has come out with their own version of Fireball. It is the Cougar Reserve 1890 whiskey.
Cougar Reserve Fireball?
Cougar Reserve Fireball. And your run-of-the-mill Fireball has 33% ABV. The Wazoo whiskey, 46%. Mm. And it will all of the money that they make on this will go straight into the NIL folder of money.
Where do we order a bottle?
It's going to go on sale right before the season starts.
Oh, okay.
I believe. So that's when it will go on sale. I'll have to see what website. They have like some QR codes and stuff like that. Cool. It'll be available
online.
I'll get
us a bottle.
And select retail stores end of August.
Legendary Party School. You know, whatever you think of Fireball guy, just in general, you know, light beer drinking, karaoke singing, son of a gun, probably had a 2.8 grade point average in high school and college. That's Washington State University to its core. You know, I don't think there's ever been a better NIL partnership.
Yeah, this is a perfect
like
marriage.
Glove.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to Gardner Minshew. Remember him? Mm. He was just walking around campus.
Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf. It got away from him a little bit. But.
Yeah, a lot. It got away from him a lot.
quite a bit.
Yeah, he would approve of what's going on right now with the Fireball.
Did you see the Massachusetts lacrosse team that had to forfeit their high school playoffs after players used fake cigars to celebrate their graduation?
So ridiculous. They're fake cigars. Come on. What are we doing?
And this is the school that laid this down, okay? Yeah. It wasn't even like the district
the
or
conference,
whatever.
The conference.
No. It was the principal and the superintendent seeing, and it ended up, they were fake cigars. Yeah. They were fake cigars that were in photos of these guys who are on the lacrosse team. They graduate high school. They're celebrating with fake stogies. And so they have canceled the rest of their playoffs for the lacrosse team.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that not... It's in the same vein as that teacher that had the Fetty Wap lyric that is being put on leave.
It's a reach.
All-time overreaction.
It's a reach, yeah.
You're doing
and
too much.
And a self-snitch.
Self-snitch, thank you. Yeah, this is your own principal, your own superintendent saying these fake stogies? No. We don't condone that at all. You can't play in the playoffs anymore. And not just the guys that participated in this, the entire team. You're Dunsky.
What a play by me.
It's crazy how we've normalized like not respecting people's freedom, you know, or thinking something's wrong here. Mm. I must do something about it. You're just making up problems and then being like, look at me. I solved this problem. I'm fighting tobacco use in our community. Like, who the bleep asked for this?
It's so stupid.
I mean, we started shaming Karens probably 10 years ago, and I don't think it's slowing them down. I think all the Karens are out there are saying, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, it's a Karen off around the country.
Man.
Who can one-up the next one? And it looks like in Massachusetts, they're the league leader right now.
I think Shiloh was on to something. Let me just say that.
Make some sandwiches.
Add that up. We got one down, three to go. A mixed bag coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Let's get our World Cup preview. We had MLB history, and the Giannis trade rumors are starting to spike. That's next in the nation.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.